Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Welcome, my friends. Today's topic is something near and dear to my heart, which is all about WordPress. So what I want to talk to you about today is the benefits of offering WordPress as a service. But let me start by saying that you don't have to be a techie or a designer to offer WordPress services. I am not a web designer. I am more of a techie than I am a designer. But my point to this is that you can learn what you need to not only design and build websites, but to manage them as well. So just that little caveat for you there, you don't have to be a designer or you don't have to be techie to master WordPress. So why is WordPress a great service to offer? Well, there's several reasons. First off, WordPress is the most popular, what's called a CMS, that stands for Content Management System, on the internet. I think they have probably maybe a third of all the websites out there are WordPress based. So WordPress is an in-demand service for two reasons. One, because 95% of your clients have one or need one, and most of them have no idea how to take care of their website. So your website is your number one business asset in my mind, because you don't get foot traffic because you don't have a building. You get web traffic. And so you need to have a website, especially nowadays, because there are a lot of scammers and spammers, and a lot of them don't have websites. So it gives you that professional footprint. So why WordPress again? Very high in demand. Probably 95% of your clients will have one or need one, and they don't know how to take care of that business asset. So they are looking for people to help them. It's also a great way to earn more money. So if you're like me and was not interested in being an admin for whatever reason, WordPress can pay up to 4 times more than typical admin skills. And admin skills really aren't in demand, especially nowadays with everybody going online. People need help with the technology that makes their business run, not the day-to-day operations of their business. So again, very in-demand service for those two reasons. The other reasons I love WordPress services, and this is something I offered when I was a full-time VA, was my favorite thing to do, is because there's so many different ways you can make money with WordPress. You can create multiple revenue streams using one expertise, WordPress. Hear me out on this. You can build websites if that's something that is interesting to you. Now, you don't have to build websites, but it is a very lucrative thing to do. I know previous students of mine, some offer between $2,500 and $5,000 per website, and it's all WordPress based. So the demand is there, and you can grow your skill set to get to that level if that's something that's important to you. So you can offer to build a website. You can offer to manage a website. So monthly management is basically a very simple thing to go in and, you know, back it up, or, you know, check for spam or clean comments, or, you know, update plugins. It's a very simple thing to do, but so many people don't touch it because they don't know how. And so that's a very simple service to offer. And for a lot of people who are starting with WordPress, that's the first thing I tell them they should offer, is just management. And that will help build your confidence. Once you get skilled at WordPress, the sky's the limit, because you can do very elaborate websites, but you can also do audits. So instead of having, you know, let me pick your brain, you can do an audit where you can audit somebody's website for them and then tell them how to fix it. So you're getting paid twice. You get paid for the audit and then you get paid for the fix. You can also do migrations. So people who want to go from a Squarespace or a Wix or a Weebly to WordPress, you could do migrations. Obviously, this is all based on your knowledge, but you can grow your knowledge in WordPress by actually using it. The other benefit is it's part of digital marketing. Digital marketing is a huge high in demand service, anything that falls under that. I mean, basically, digital marketing is how you market your business online, and it's not going anywhere.
the beauty of a website like WordPress is that it fits really nicely with other strategic type services like email marketing. So a lot of times people will want to plug their email marketing system into their website so they can build a list. It's also part of a sales funnel. So these are all parts of digital marketing. Content marketing is part of digital marketing. So if you blog, that would be part of content marketing. So your website's kind of a hub, if you will, for different pieces of digital marketing. The beauty to that is once you learn WordPress, you can start branching out into these other pieces and become a full service person when it comes to digital marketing. What else? You can package your expertise to stop charging hourly. Sooner or later, you're going to run out of time to sell. And a better way to approach any kind of techie or strategic skill set is not to charge hourly. You want to charge by package. And the beauty to this is that you can actually have multiple revenue streams by package. Let me tell you what I mean. Let's say that I want to offer WordPress websites. I'm going to build websites for somebody. I could actually do three different packages off the shelf. I could do like a starter package, which is a one pager. I could do like a mainstream one, which for people who are kind of midstream in business. And then I could do a professional one. And each one of those is going to have a different dollar figure and a different set of deliverables or things that come with that package. The beauty is I'm serving three different components or three different markets in my same marketplace. So let's say that I help business coaches with their websites. So I would have a starter one for brand new business coaches. I'd have a midstream one for some that have been in business for a few years. And then I could have a really professional one, which I could charge top dollar for business coaches that have been in business, you know, 5 years or more. So WordPress is such a great skill because you can slice and dice it so many ways. And so if you're somebody who's thinking, okay, you know, I want to do something besides admin work, or I just need to make more money than I'm making now, you really want to look at learning WordPress. Remember, you don't have to be a techie. You don't have to be a designer. Now, once you understand WordPress, then you have to learn how to sell it. They're really two different things. Maybe you have WordPress knowledge today, but you're not sure how to package or price it or promote it. It's like a twofer. You got to know or have the expertise, and you have to know how to sell it, right? You can learn everything that you need for both of those pieces. So WordPress is a great service. I highly recommend it. You can dabble in it as well because it's free. WordPress is free. You could actually try it out to see if it's even something that you like or not, to see if maybe you want to offer it as a service, because the only way you're going to know a lot of times is to give something a try. Okay, so hopefully I've kind of given you some ideas around maybe a new service or an additional service that you can offer in your business. If you're interested in learning WordPress from the ground up, as well as how to sell it, I invite you to have a look at my Techie VA Training Vault. You can actually try it out for 7 days for $1. And I have two WordPress classes in there that are extremely detailed, extremely thorough, and they both give you frameworks and structure to build on. The first one's WordPress 101, and basically it teaches you how to build a WordPress website from the ground up with zero experience. And then the second one, WordPress 201, is how to take that WordPress knowledge that you've just gained, how to price, how to package, how to promote it, and also to show you how to create those additional revenue streams that I've talked about here. So I put the link below. Feel free to check it out. Check it out. Try it out for $1 for 7 days to see if it's for you. And if it is, awesome. If it's not, that's fine too. So thank you guys for joining me this week on my podcast, and I'll see you next time.